Let's go now to Canberra, and the federal government held an emergency cabinet meeting this morning to discuss the decision by the WA Nationals MP Tony Crook to vote against the government's amendments to the Migration Act. The government is trying to use the amendments to bypass the High Court ruling in August, which scuttled its asylum seeker deal with Malaysia. Mr. Crook announced this morning that he would vote against the amendments on humanitarian grounds. In Canberra, Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
The WA Nationals MP Tony Crook was the crucial vote the government needed to pass its Migration Act amendments through the lower house. He says he told the Prime Minister yesterday that he'd vote no.
The Prime Minister was disappointed, but the Prime Minister's a pretty cool customer. She will move on from this. Obviously, Scott Morrison and Tony Abbott were pleased with my position.
He says he's agonised over the decision, that he believes the Malaysia solution would stop the boats, but that he's worried about what would happen to the unaccompanied minors sent to Malaysia.
Clearly, the humanitarian factor was a big one for me. Being involved in the Christmas Island tragedy review, it sort of bore home to me the significance of the risk that these people take. But, you know, at the end of the day, it will be down to the government and the opposition to work through on this. There is a position on this, and obviously Chris Bowen and Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, and Tony Abbott are going to have to work through this. 148 people in this Parliament, including me, support offshore processing, it would appear, and two don't. So offshore processing is a strong position of this Parliament. It just needs to be sorted out between the two major parties.
But he says his vote was pretty much symbolic anyway, because the Greens have indicated they'll block the changes in the upper house.
Regardless of how I vote today, it appears that it's not going to get through the Senate regardless. I think both sides are so close yet so far, and it's a shame that politics has got in front of compromise here.
The Prime Minister promised the asylum issue was one of three problems she'd solve when she claimed the top job from Kevin Rudd last year. Ms Gillard also said she wanted a vote in the House of Reps on these changes to pressure the opposition, who've long campaigned for offshore processing. With the bill now stalled, the decision means all asylum claims will continue to be processed in Australia. This is what the Prime Minister said on AM just 3 weeks ago.
I'm determined we will bring this legislation to the Parliament. I'm determined that we will say in the Parliament, as I am saying to you this morning, that where the national interest of this country lies is in having this legislation pass the Parliament.
The government had been told that Nauru, the opposition's preferred location, was no longer considered a deterrent to people smugglers. The government held an unscheduled cabinet meeting this morning to discuss what next and, importantly, whether the vote would actually happen. A no vote in the House of Reps floor would rewrite history. The last time that happened was back in 1929. That would probably prompt the opposition to push a no-confidence motion against the government. The opposition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison.
This is a failed policy. She should abandon this folly, as she had to abandon the folly of the East Timor farce and all the others that preceded it. And she should support the Coalition's amendment that has been in the Parliament, as Mr Crook has indicated he'll be doing, and we hope the government will have a change of view to support those policies.
And that would be highly unlikely. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott.
The Prime Minister, now has a test. Does she face the Parliament on this matter? She said for weeks that this was absolutely vital, absolutely urgent. Let's see whether she now wants to run away from the Parliament on this issue as well as on so many others.
The government's now listed many speakers on other bills in the House of Reps, pushing back any debate on the migration bill. The opposition's manager of business, Christopher Pyne, claims the government won't allow a vote.
I did speak to the chief government whip, who indicated in very haughty tones that the migration bill would not be voted on today.
The government's not saying what it will do. 3 weeks ago, the Prime Minister was adamant she wanted a vote in Parliament.
They should record their votes, name by name, person by person.
Christopher Pyne says Ms Gillard should deliver on that promise.
In a matter that 3 weeks ago the Prime Minister said was urgent, and that she wanted to make every opposition member come into the House and sit there and be recorded name by name, is apparently no longer so important that it can sit on the notice paper for another 2 weeks and may in fact never be dealt with.
Coalition MP Christopher Pyne, ending that report by Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.